Hi, welcome to an Amy's Circle mini session. I was just thinking, oh, it'd be so fun if you were all just sitting here with me. It's so California, LA is getting cold weather for the first time really this winter, and we're getting a storm. And so I thought, oh, I'm just going to sit and be cozy in my office. And then I was thinking, it would be so fun if everybody was here. Although you don't want to come to California when it's cold, do you? Okay, so today's mini session is going to be on brain fog. I had several people ask about this in Amy's Circle, and I'm always taking suggestions and trying to get through lists of things you've asked for, and enough people have asked about brain fog that I thought, okay, let's do it. So what we're going to do is we're going to go through some exercises that I find or have found really helpful for brain fog. The first one is doing figure eights around the eyes. So there are a couple ideas about brain fog. One is brain fog is often because our energies are scrambled. Donna Eden, who most of you probably know about by now, who's an energy medicine pioneer, teaches that our energy should cross over, run in a crossover pattern in our body. Well, a lot of times our energy does what's called homolateral, which means it runs up and down in parallel, in a parallel energy pattern in our body and does not cross over. When that happens, it makes it very difficult not only to heal, but to think and to have our body function as it should. We need our energy to cross over. And almost everybody that has any kind of like ongoing experience with illness is not, their energy is not crossing over. So this is an exercise to help your energy cross over. And we're going to do it specifically over the eyes and over the sort of front part of the brain to help the energy specifically cross over in the brain. So what you're going to do is you're just going to put your fingertips at your third eye. I'm just trying to see how I'm doing it. I'm using my pointer finger, my middle finger, and my next finger, but you could really use whatever you want. It doesn't matter. It could be two fingers. It could be all of them. So you're going to go ahead and put your fingers there, and you're basically going to be tracing sideways eights over your eyes, almost like tracing like you have glasses. So what you're going to do is start in the middle. You're going to drop down under one eye and circle around under your eye, around over your eyebrow, get back to your third eye, and drop down across the bridge of your nose and circle your fingers around that other eye, over your eyebrow, down over the bridge of your nose again, under your eye, and you're literally dragging your fingertips along your skin to make these sort of sideways eights. So now you're at your temple, you're going to go up over your eyebrow, down, drop over the bridge of your nose to the opposite eye, under your eye, up through the temple, over your eyebrow, back to your third eye, drop down and over the bridge of your nose to the opposite eye. You could do it anywhere from 30 seconds to 5 minutes. This is a really good one for tired eyes too. But I find it really helpful in resetting that homolateral or parallel energy pattern that contributes to brain fog and also just your body not working right. You're not at your full healing capacity. So if you do a daily energy routine, there are people that teach this different ways. There's a marching pattern that Donna Eden teaches that corrects this issue. I personally like this one because you can do it anytime. You don't have to be standing up. It's very, very relaxing. Just don't put too much pressure. Sometimes we end up putting too much pressure and then it's not relaxing, but tracing over your eyes is really, really good. Babies also really like it and animals often like it. So if you're trying to relax someone else or help calm their energy system down, it's a really good thing to do. So I just call that tracing figure eights over the eyes. Great thing to do anytime and also to work into any daily practice you have. The next one, which really helps you think straight and unscramble energy, is called the Wayne Cook posture. And this is a Donna Eden technique. You need to be sitting in a chair to do this one. So what you're going to do is get into a sitting position right now if you're not already, and I'll just give you a second to get into a chair or on a couch or whatever. But you need to be like with your legs hanging down. Okay. And then basically what you're going to do, it's a little tricky one to describe over the phone, but I'm going to rock it. You're going to take your right foot and rest it on your left knee, which means your right ankle is just sitting right on top of your left knee and, yeah, and your left knee. Okay, so you're sort of like half cross-legged. Now, you're going to take your left hand and hold your right ankle. I'm so sorry to be giving you complicated directions. If you're one of the people who is like, I have brain fog, I need help, this is like very, this is probably not helping. It's going to help, but it's probably confusing. Okay, so you have your left hand on your right ankle, and your right ankle is sitting on your left knee. Now, you're going to take your right hand, and you're going to put your palm on your right foot and grab the side of your foot. So you're holding your right foot. To know if you're doing this, if you're in the correct position, you're just going to look down and see if your arms are crossed. So like your wrist and your hand should be crossed, or both wrists should be crossed. You should just be crossing in some way. Then all you're going to do is you're going to take a deep breath in and sit up very straight while you do, while you gently pull your foot toward you. So big deep breath in, straighten your spine, sit up. And then on the exhale, relax. Just be in a lazy sitting position. Drop that foot. You still want to hold it, but just drop it back down and exhale. We're going to inhale again while we pull our posture up and pull the right foot toward us. Breathe in. Pull up, sit up real straight. And relax. And exhale, kind of just making a lazy U. Your back can curve over, your foot can drop, you can just kind of relax. Another one, breathe in and pull your foot toward you, spine straight. And then relax. And exhale. Bring your foot in, inhale, pull your spine up straight. And then exhale and get in a lazy position. Perfect. Now we're just going to do that with the other side. Put both feet down on the ground again. Now you're going to put your left ankle on your right knee. So it's a half kind of cross. If you can't do this one for whatever reason it is, you can, when I say put your ankle on your knee, you can just cross your ankle over the other foot. So if I say put your left ankle on your knee and you can't stretch like that for some reason, it's totally fine. Put your left ankle over your right ankle just as long as your legs are still crossed, if that makes sense. So you're not lifting your leg up, you're just kind of crossing them while they're resting on the floor. So left ankle on your right knee, you're going to put your right hand and hold your left ankle. Just kind of wrap your hand around it. You're going to take your left hand and you're going to put your palm on the bottom of your foot, the sole of your foot, and grab onto your foot. Now, we're just going to do the same breathing. You're going to pull in, pull your foot in, sit up straight, take a big deep breath in, and relax your whole body and let your foot gently drop on the exhale. Breathe again, in and up. Exhale and relax. Again. In and up. Exhale and relax. Now you can uncross your legs. You're going to go ahead and put your fingers in a teepee position, which means both your thumbs will be touching. Both your pointer fingers will be touching together. Your middle fingers will be touching together or lined up. Being with your ring finger and your pinky finger. So you're going to be making a little teepee with your hands. You're going to put your thumbs at your third eye. And then you're just going to put the rest of, kind of tip the back of the rest of your hand down so the rest of the triangle or the teepee is just resting on the top of your head. And you're going to do the same breathing. You're going to breathe in and lift your body up in that seated position. And relax and exhale. Breathe in and lift up. And relax and exhale. Breathe in and lift up. And relax and exhale. And the last thing you're going to do is just drag your fingertip, your thumbs, to your temple. So you're going to be kind of pulling apart or stretching across the forehead, and your thumbs will end up on your temples. And that's it. Those are the two easiest and best exercises I know for brain fog, for confusion, for feeling really scrambled, like you can't find the words, or you're really just scrambled when you feel like you're overwhelmed. Two really, really good exercises. So I hope that helps, and you know where to find me if you have any questions.